Kia ora, Tori. Have we got you online yet?
Kia ora, Shane. Kia ora,
Tori. No, lovely to have a kōrero with you tonight. First of all, Tori, quite a out of the starting gates quite early. We've just over a year until the local body elections. Why are you doing it?
Look, like a lot of Wellingtonians, I'm keen to see more progress with our housing, especially for our most vulnerable. I want a safer city. I want to fix our pipes, so no more sewage on the streets. And I'm keen to work with our local businesses and hospital industry to get things up and running again post-COVID. But most importantly, I want to build a strong community here, you know, that real whanaungatanga that currently doesn't exist. And I just feel like I'm the right person to do that.
Hmm. So, Tori, former chief of staff for the Greens at a time where it was a three-way coalition, the yes. Greens, New Zealand First, and Labour. Coalition building is important, not only in terms of the national scene, but you've got to work with a number of councillors that might come from different political hues, might have different political perspectives. Do you think your coalition building experience will help at a local level?
Oh, 100%. I respect the fact that our councillors have different views and come from different backgrounds, but I mostly respect the view that they're there to represent people who want them there. So taking my experience on working with Labour, the Greens and New Zealand First, that's pretty diverse. And I also worked quite well with the National Party as well and the ACT Party. And I just think using that coalition building, that strong relationship management, and as you know, I'm just running for the mayoralty. So staying in that sort of higher level leadership position, it just kind of allows you to kind of rise above the detail. We all have a vision for the city. We just have a different way of getting there. And I'm just someone who can help navigate that and bring us to consensus.
So, Tori, we bring a lot to the table. You know, we bring a lot to the table as Māori with a different perspective on life, different experiences on life. You know, we know about your role as the Chief of Staff for the Greens. But tell us a little bit about your upbringing, where you were born and sort of your early life experience that led you to politics.
Yeah, for sure. I actually grew up in the creek in Porirua.
Oh, Cannon's Creek.
Yeah. I'm a creek girl. And, look, we many Māori families, we lived in a state house. Things were tough. Mum and Dad worked really hard, but we were on food stamps and so forth. But it was kind of like their drive to get us out of that kind of instilled that work ethic in me. And then we moved back to Taranaki, and that's where I really learned the value of community and got involved with my iwi a lot, the odd occupation on land to fight for treaty claims. So I've kind of, in that sense, always been community-driven and political, mainly just from my upbringing. And so I'm keen to bring all that to Wellington.
Mm. So you're a... As I said, former Chief of Staff for the Greens, will you run as a Green ticket? What will your ticket look like?
No, so I'm running as an independent, and I have strong Green values, of course, and I always will because, you know, we're about people and the environment. But I'm running as an independent mainly to really show I'm here to work with everyone. I don't want to be pigeonholed, so to speak. I'm a very... pragmatic person, and I'm here to listen to everyone across the political spectrum.
So let's talk about the big issues. You know, we see on a regular occurrence a literally falling apart of infrastructure in Wellington. We've seen geysers or Tūtai and sewage.
Yes.
So an infrastructure's deficit. What are we going to do about that, Tori? First of all, we need to recognise it does exist, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does exist. I think there's been a real, underinvestment in infrastructure. So that'll be, looking at those numbers will be a priority for me. But that's exactly, this is also why I'm making a run really early. I really want to make it clear to Wellingtonians that I'm very serious about this. But I'm actually going to spend the next 2 to 3 months talking to people and talking to those in the industry and our businesses to find the best solution for Wellington. But I don't think it's a good idea for me to just sort of come in and say, here's what we're going to do. I need to be working with the right people to develop the solution, which I'll announce in April.
One of the solutions that we're talking about at a macro level is three waters, drinking yes. water, storm yes. water, so what that's one of the solutions. If we were to look at the three waters proposal, what do you like about it, and then what don't you like about it?
Especially for Wellington Council, I'm very supportive. I think it's good. I think Wellington Council hasn't quite had the resource or the funding to be able to address our water issue for as long as we know. So now we're in a position to have that addressed. What I also like about that, about this, is we're going to see some good Māori representation, which, as you and I know, is key with not only Three Waters, but other council and other government decisions. So from the top of it, and I know it's quite confusing to a lot of people as well, and I think that's what half the problem is that it hasn't been translated very well to the general public. On the top of it, it looks like a good idea to me. It will lead to cleaner water. So, hey, that looks good to me.
Hey, but one of the concerns is about in terms of the way in which a lot of councils operate is they just defer debt. We know that infrastructure is a problem, particularly around drinking water and particularly about in terms of runoff. You know, I've lived in Tamaki Makaurau for 30-odd years since I was 6 years old. Nah, a bit older than six, Tori. But I've been living in Tamaki Makaurau for 30-odd years. And, you know, every summer we know you can bet your bottom dollar on it that many of our beaches are going to be closed. You can bet your bottom dollar that some of our rivers are going to be unswimmable. In fact, we've changed the dynamic, and I think it's a crying shame. You know, we used to say we want our rivers to be swimmable. Now we're saying that we want our waters, our rivers to be wadeable. I don't know what that means. Go up to your belly button.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what it means. But we definitely have a crisis, don't we? And we need some long-term planning. The other issue that's often raised in terms of councils not accepting the need for investment, because, you know, that three-year political cycle, the other concern is that the rates base is too low. And as you know, councils, in terms of borrowing money and to invest in deficit reduction, so I'm talking about infrastructure deficit reduction, there's huge restraints around that. So how do we attack those macro issues?
Look, in terms of the actual funding model, that's probably a level of detail that I'll get into a little bit later. But going back to the point about cycles, so what I'm keen to do, that the thing is, there are actually some really good projects in the pipeline with our current council. The issue that I'm keen to see through is accelerating them and making them quicker, because, you know, things like Get Welly Moving, it's good, you know, and I certainly hope the city leans towards option four, if I'm honest. But what we need to make sure is that we have someone who's committed to accelerating that project where we can, but also sticking to it through the terms and not making them a political issue. And that's what I'm quite keen to do as well.
You know, as a casual observer in terms of what goes down in Wellington, and, you know, visiting there for mahi and social activities on a reasonably frequent basis when you're able to, you went from a city that had one of the greatest public transport systems in the world, well, in New Zealand, if not the world, to dysfunction in a matter of a few years. How did that occur? And I know that that isn't your primary responsibility, it's Wellington Regional Council, but how did that occur, and what can the mayor do to affect that sort of change?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I think what we've seen with previous, this is why I think leadership is incredibly important, and is something that's sort of been a bit of a gap over the last few terms. So we need someone who has that vision and isn't stuck in the detail, and can just really corral the team to really stick to that vision, stick to the project, and keep them going. I think, you know, things like transport, turning them into political issues every single term, it's just unacceptable. I think, And I do believe that, you know, our councillors, and they do a lot of hard mahi, and I fully respect that. But I do believe we do want the best for our city. We just need that person to keep them to task.
Now, we know that the ratepayers, both in terms of regional council and local councils, subsidise the public transport providers quite well. Mm. But for many whānau, public transport is expensive. For many whānau, it doesn't run as often as you would want. You know, if you live in Kandala, I'm just using my local understanding of Wellington. But if you live in Kandala and you're a downtown, I don't know, lawyer, and you start work at say 9 o'clock, you can pretty much get on a bus at 8:40 and be downtown at 9 o'clock, and then you know you can leave at just after 5 and be home by 5:20. But if you live in Wainuiomata and you're a cleaner at the council or a cleaner at parliament, getting a bus at 5 o'clock in the morning isn't easy, is it? And it's expensive. And you know, the more people that use public transport, the more efficient it becomes.
That's right. For me, I'd be keen to see even more investment in our transport system, so those, especially on lower income families, pay much less, is my view. If you know. What I'll be doing over the next few months is looking at the possibility, is there a way to do free transport for certain families? I don't know at this stage, but that's certainly something I want to look at.
But isn't part of the answer is when we're negotiating contracts with companies to provide our water systems, to provide our public transport, shouldn't part of the provisions in terms of negotiating the contract be for the public good, you know? Where we've seen, basically, we've seen transport companies that are fundamentally venture capitalists rather than public transport providers, Tori.
100%. I think, especially now when things are getting tougher, and they're getting tougher for whānau, and you know, we're in this post-COVID world where things are just really unpleasant. We need to put people at the forefront of our decision making. So what you I fully agree.
Okay. Look, we've got, in my introduction, we've got 20% of all of our parliamentarians have whakapapa. You know, we have to be generous and count David Seymour as part of that.
Yeah,
we have to be generous. You know, I'm not going to dismiss his whakapapa, although he dismisses 100%. Ours. But that's, you know, we're not going to play that game. But across the board, we have only 6% of Māori, only 6% Māori sit on local boards and council. Why is that, Tori? And if you are elected to be the mayor of Wellington, what can you do to enhance that?
So I think, it is well overdue. We need more Māori, and that's a huge reason I'm running. So I've seen the hard mahi of Tamitha and Jill, and they've made a lot of headway, and I think it's awesome. And it's actually they gave me that wee spark for giving this a go. Mm. I think a lot of the problem is, you know, the more Māori we see in government, the more who will stand, and that's what has happened over the last wee while. It's becoming more accessible. It's not there yet, but it's more accessible. Local body is only kind of just getting there. So over the last few days, after I gave my announcement, the amount of women and wahine Māori who've gotten in touch with me to say thanks. It's so nice to see someone like myself. That's actually all it takes and has been a big driver for me to stand for mayor. People have said, oh, that's quite brave. That's really, I wouldn't do that. And it's like, well, it just takes one of us. And why not? Why can't we go for the top? And so I'm going to.
Because, you know, Wellington's been, I think, let's just put the two last mayors aside for a little while, but Wellington's been well served by very good mayors that have built infrastructure, that have built buildings that, you know, are commonly and well used. You know, we think about the great work that St. James Balich done only 20, 30 years ago, and then we've seen quite a quick turnover of mayors, and we've got this, you know, the current mayor that seems to not be able to build the coalition, the type of coalition that you need to run a successful city.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I will say, you know, Andy is a really, really hard worker, and he's a really experienced councillor, and that's great. But what we need to be positioning for mayor is kind of, we need to see it as more of a long-term thing, and we need to get people who have the leadership skills and know how to bring a team together. Over the last few years, we haven't quite had that.
Have you reached out to the Māori councillors? Have you reached out to Councillor Paul and Councillor Day? If you haven't, do you intend to?
I have. Mm-hmm. I've made contact with both of them. And in fact, Tamitha has, we've become quite close over
has
the last
endorsed you?
Oh, you'd have to ask her. Man.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Let's get her on. But endorsement endorsement is quite important in this age, isn't it? And you know, public support, it is quite important. Have you got the official support of your former colleagues, Minister Davidson have you got their support yet? Their official support?
Well, officially, no. Yep. But I do have to go through a very particular process. Which
bloody
is
Greens
running
and democracy, eh?
I know how they work. You know.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll.
You love them for it.
Yeah.
So I will be going through that process. But I mean, Minister Davidson was at my launch, we've become quite supportive friends. Mm. So
So whānau, we're talking to Tori Whānau, who's running for just announced her candidateship this week for the mayor of Wellington. So we're talking about her and her hopes and aspiration, and perhaps some political strategy. Hey. I know that there's an old mantra in terms of politics, but you never talk about your opposition who might run against you. But hey, the talk is thick in the air. It's been thick in the air for quite some time. That councillor, that member of parliament, Paul Eagle, who's Māori himself, will run for the mayoralty. Have you heard that rumour? And what do you think?
Oh yeah, I too have heard that rumor many times, and I don't know officially whether he will or not. I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
But you know, I don't want to be overtly critical, but didn't he make a commitment just over a year ago to be the member of parliament for Rongotai, and just leaving after one term and 1 year into the next election cycle? Won't some of his own voters be disturbed about that?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask them. But I do recall that promise he made. Yes.
You can be upfront. You can say, yeah, of course I'm concerned about it. Hey, what are we going to do about Shelley Bay?
Oh look, Shelley Bay's a tough one, and just where it's at the moment, you know, with the iwi and you know some disputes going on. It's not for me to wade into at this. Political time with that issue.
But do you see a solution similar to Ihimato, where the developer, Hapu Iwi, the government and regional government will get involved to find a solution?
I mean, possibly, but you know, as tangata whenua, I want to be led by them and what they want as a response, and very supportive of where they want to go.
All right, okay, Tori, we're going to wrap up this interview in a couple of minutes. I'm going to ask you some two or three key questions about how well you know your city. If you were to take me for breakfast, a nice sort of, you know, I know you're a former Green. I'm not into vegan food so much, you know, or keto. But if you're going to take me to a nice breakfast in Wellington where we could not only have a good kai kai, but see a pretty part of your town, where would you take me and why?
I think one of my favourite brunch spots is actually Loretta on Cuba Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's a typical Welly vibe, and it's got a lot of food. It's also got pizza and a whole range of vegan options too, but it serves everyone.
Okay, now here's a really important question. Recently we saw the expansion, I think 18 or 19th. How many teams are currently in NRL, and they've extended it by one to 18 or 19? I can't remember. And there's been some talk for quite a few years that we should have an expansion team in Aotearoa, and we should place that team in Wellington. Would you support that?
Yes, I would.
Great, and because there's a great rugby league heritage in Wellington, I think we need to take advantage of it.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, Tori, and the final question, TJ Perenara or Aaron Smith?
PJ all the way.
Great. Hey, Tori, thank you very much for talking to me tonight. Great to have a corduroy, and we want to keep on talking to you as you get into your campaign. Just under a year to go, you know, and I think that what we realise is that what you need to build to be successful is not only have good public profile, have good policy, but you've got to have your team on the ground, and, you know, you've got to be able to fundraise, because running for the mayoralty in terms of a major city is not cheap. It's just the reality of modern-day politics, isn't it, Tori?
That's exactly right. Mm.
And sort of the last question I have, Tori, housing. What role can councils play in terms of social housing and ensuring that greater level of housing affordability for young families?
So I'm quite big on, the density plan, I'm quite big on that, because that will lead to an increase in housing, which means frees up availability for other families. But I'm quite keen to work in with like Kāinga Ora, but also central government to ensure that, you know, funding is prioritised for social housing.
Kia ora. Hey, that was Tori Whānau.